Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. Greet you in that name that's above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus, is above it all, and He's Lord over it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Oh my gosh. Yes. All is good in Christ Jesus. I take the chance whenever I can to turn this thing on and to put something out. And sometimes I'm not sure if these things will even go out, but might as well show up. You know, I think that's a big part of this whole thing too, is sometimes you just got to show up. Even when you don't feel like it, even when you don't want to, even when all is just not what you'd want it to be. That's all right in the natural. But in the realm of the spirit, we persist, we move forward, we carry on, and we trust God's purposes, we trust God's plan, and we know that He is working. All things work together for the good of the called according to His purpose. His purpose, not our individual purposes apart from Christ. Because apart from Christ, we can do nothing. But in Christ Jesus, we overcome. And in Christ Jesus, we can do all things. And I think that God just continues to allow the heat to get turned up in our lives more and more and more, just to burn off all of the dross, what's the right word for this? all of the pageantry, okay? For lack of a better word, all of the pageantry, all of the extras, the man-made thinking, the rules and rituals and the constructs. He just does it all in until there's nothing left but Him. And, you know, once that's been surfaced and once that's been put forward, okay, now what? Well, now you persist. You move forward in what He's got for you this day. For this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I think there's a big challenge that we face as we continue to persist. And it's that bringing to the end of ourselves, which is very painful, by the way. It's extremely, extremely painful to be brought to an end of yourself, because it's a death. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ, he showed us in what He went through on the cross, and God expects nothing less of anyone that would follow Jesus. You're on your way to die. You're on your way to die, and then you die, and then the life you now live is hidden in Christ Jesus. You're the resurrection life of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's kind of all it is, really. And if you're following Him, He's going to be taking you in and through that path. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Okay, you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Things die in the valley of the shadow of death. You know, now you don't have to fear any evil, because perfect love drives out all fear. And yet, God is going to take you to the end of yourself, and it will be very, very painful, because Christ showed us on the cross, yes, it's very painful. It's painful to die. It's painful to die to yourself, to your ideas, to your expectation, to what it is that you thought life is and should be, to move forward in what is true reality. You know, I think the world, you know, I got to give credit to the world where credit is due. The world is very good at selling the illusion, very good at selling the false construct. Yeah, they're darn good at that one, because so many people go for that. Now, in that process of going for that, you know, one of the things that they end up doing is destroying themselves. And the world does tap into the world does tap into that carnal, fallen peace that's there inside of every person in the fallen man. So the world does appeal to that. That piece of us that needs to that's stuck with this scarcity mentality, and you know, what all the worry and the concern and the need to save your life in this world. I mean, the desire to save your life in this world is the reason that so many people end up losing it. I mean, scriptures talk about it. It says that anybody that wants to save their life will lose it. And anybody that loses their life for my sake, you're the ones that are going to find it. But who wants to lose their life? Who wants to experience and know what that is? You know, everything that the world tells people is to save your life. Save your life. Spare yourself from any type of hardship in the world. And what the worlders want to do, it's all about pleasure, power, position, everything that you can be. But God's got something different for His people. So the world has a very different idea for its followers. And God's got a very different plan for those that are His. God's plan is for you to give up your life. God's plan is for you to freely, of your own free will, to choose to lay down your life, and in so doing, to find true life. Now, there's an element of absolute and complete trust in that. You've got to trust that God knows what He's doing with you. And you have to trust that... Excuse me. That's a fire truck. Sorry about that. Lord, help them to get to their destination quickly and to help save lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. You got to trust that God knows what He's doing with you. And you got to trust that God is leading you and guiding you into that place of abundant life. See, most people... The truth of the matter is that most people don't really trust God. Most people, what they're looking for is a rubber stamp. We talked about this in a recent audio. They're looking for a rubber stamp to basically give them validity for their own choice and their own decision that they want to do in the world. So, because in the world, listen, the worlders, they just go with what works. So, because what they want is success in the world. So, if it's the case that you can get success in the world by wearing a chicken head, they'll wear a chicken head. You know, if you can get success in the world by you know schmoozing, then sure, great, we'll schmooze. Whatever it takes, right? Doesn't matter, as long as there is for them success in their system, then they're going to go with that for results. So, if you can have a form of godliness that denies the power thereof, but if that gets you the results you want in the world, well, hey, then they'll join the Jesus Club. But when you know Him, that's a very different thing. Because now it's going to be up to Him, because He's the one calling the shots. So when you have the Lord and He's the one calling the shots, that means that whatever He says goes, and that means that if it's the case that He's got something else for you, you'll go with that. Because you've died to what it is that you were hoping for in the world, and now the life that you now live is hid in Him. Now, that continues to get tested throughout your journey. And, you know, and then other things happen and come along as well that also just, you know, added another dimension. So it's one thing when you're walking out your journey and it's just you. You know, what do you do when now there's other people in that, and now there's people that depend on you, and other people that are looking to you for an example or for direction? And now, even though we point, you know, everybody, and we seek to point everybody toward looking unto God, who is your provider, and yet, too, everybody's in their own stage in their journey. And, you know, this is why it's important to really help people as much as you can from where you're at in your journey, as far as you've gone with God, to give people the maximum of that, because we want to help each other to move forward in the faith, one joint supplying the need of another as much as possible, because you want people to come forward into the fullness of Christ. But, you know, a lot of times when people don't know, they're taken advantage of. And a lot of times people will use what you don't know to take advantage of you. I mean, the realm of the spiritual things, oh my gosh, the abuse that takes place in that world, because, you know, people on a spirit, we know inherently that even deep down inside that we're spiritual beings. And so, because we're spiritual beings, we know we know that there's something else. And so people so often get taken advantage of in the realm of the spirit in ways they would never get taken advantage of in business or in personal life. But because there's a spiritual side of things involved, people, and when there's power and there's draw and there's pull, I mean, yeah, there's very few businesses that can get people to go sell everything that they've got and go work at slave wages, and live in, you know, a commune. But in spiritual things, yeah, people do that all the time, looking for purpose, looking for reason, looking for meaning, for being. You know, that's a very, very common thing, very easy to do. Now, the thing that Christ Jesus did was he took people on into life. But by and large, what you see is people looking to recruit a workforce and to take advantage of whatever it is that somebody, whatever it is that you got, that's what they'll take. And if you look good, hey, they'll take that too. You know, they can leverage that in so many different ways to draw other people. So, you know, if you look good, if you're charismatic, if you got some money, hey, we got a Jesus for you, right? Or a guru for you, or what religion would you like? You know, you can find that out there. But, and we've talked about this recently, if you want the truth, and you're going to align yourself with that truth, you're going to align yourself with that big T. And that's going to be something that's going to be lonely and painful and just you. See, what Jesus Christ does is he addresses the individual. You'll notice that in the scriptures. Yeah, okay, he ministered to the masses, but when it came down to it, he addressed the individual. He's walking by, and Zacchaeus, today I'm coming to your house. You know, I mean, walking by, Zacchaeus, called him out by name. Little man, short man, but salvation had come to his house that day. Peter, Matthew, the tax collector, just go. He called people by name. He knows your name. And because he knows your name, He's also going to call you out individually, and he's going to bring you. He's going to bring you to an end of yourself. So, yep. A couple interruptions here. Sorry about that. But he's going to bring you to an end of yourself. And in that process, that process of bringing you to an end of yourself, all hell and all the world is going to break out and try to keep you from going anywhere else. All right? But we're on our way out of this place. We're on our way out. God's pulling you through it. Everything's working for His purposes, His plan, and you just got to trust Him in that. Yeah, I'm going to have to sign off here. But hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email at faithmix.com. I always love to hear from you guys. And we'll catch up with you again sometime really soon. All right? God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.